up to Washington July 4th for the Rolling Thunder event. And if you want to have a biker event, you want to go to this one. We all meet at the wall just about July 4th. Probably 3,500 bikes at least come in there. We'd love to have you in there. You're listening to the Rob Bellis Show. What is that?
TheRobBelieverShow.com.
Yeah, whatever that thing says. That's a long freaking website, mister.
OnGasHouseRadio.com.
Yeah, you say that one.
OnGasHouseRadio.com. And Fred's one hell of a model American.
1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Not like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it. You're hypocrites, all of you. You got a problem with what I'm saying, Larry? Untie your tongue and you come out here and talk, huh? Am I upsetting you, princess? You know, you want a prediction about the weather. You're asking the wrong Phil. I'll give you a winter prediction. It's going to be cold. It's going to be gray. And it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
Episode 409 of the Rob V Show. Yes, it's cold and gray. That's the prediction of the weather. It's going to last you the rest of your life. Phone lines are open, 215-716-1108. Email me, robvradio@gmail.com. Twitter, believers82. Instagram, the Rob V Show. Anywhere you can get a podcast. Rate and review it, download it, all that fun stuff. You know, I led off with our good friend Phil Murray. Yeah, I can't even say his name right. Bill Murray from Groundhog Day. Because I don't know what it is about people in cold weather areas, but suddenly when it snows, they don't know how to function at all. They have no clue how to function. I don't understand this. It's snowing. We got to go to the store. People, we live in Pennsylvania. Fucking deal with it, okay? It's snow. You can drive in the snow. It's not like we live in Florida or Texas or California and we don't know how to deal with the snow. People, the world will still go on. Things will still function. Just because it's snowing, it doesn't mean that the life doesn't go on, okay? For example, I had to go to Wegmans yesterday, okay? Just to pick up a couple things. Hoping I'd see some MILFs there. There were no MILF shopping last night. All the ugly wives were out, or girlfriends. There was no attractive women at Wegmans. I was floored. People, when you go to the supermarket, okay? Couple things, okay? Number one, don't walk slow as shit, okay? Whether you're in a cart or you're not in a cart, walk normal. People walking into the store and act like they're on the moon. They've never been here before. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. They're just looking around. Move. Have a purpose. Don't go. If you don't know what you're going for and you don't know where you're going, stay the hell home. Don't inconvenience me and piss me off. Don't do it. All right, don't stop in the middle of the goddamn aisle to check your phone, look at your list. Hey, if you want to look at your list, here's what you do. Just move to the right, move to the left. Get the hell out of the way, okay? Get out of the way. Don't take up the area, okay? You're all jackasses. There are so many jackasses out there that I deal with on a daily basis. I just don't like dealing with the public. My friends, people I know, fantastic. Everyday people, I can't deal with you. I can't do it anymore. I don't know what else to say. I really don't. You people are all insane. All of you. Every single one of you are insane. And I don't necessarily understand it at all. You're all nuts, okay? For me, be somewhat normal. That's all, okay? That's my store rant. Like, I can't do it with people. It drives me up a wall. It really does. So, I wasn't going to do a show today. It wasn't my intention to do a show today. I was going to wait. I'll do it next week. But two things fired me the hell up that I felt I had to come out and talk to people because I was so fired up, okay? First thing, Super Bowl, all right? I don't care about the Super Bowl. I don't care. I don't give a shit. And I get so angry when these people are going, let's go Chiefs. Let's go Tampa Bay, and you're an Eagles fan. At no point ever should you ever say, let's go other than the Eagles at all, okay? It annoys the shit out of me. Okay? Me watching the Super Bowl, the only reason I will, I guess you could say, watch it is because my brother invited me over. I get to hang out with my brother and my sister-in-law, and of course, Reese, and we're going to hang out. That's the only reason, okay? Oh, and I'm sorry, Christian Militello, one of my great friends, he made a good point. If you're betting on it, then I understand why you should be watching the game. I understand that then, if you're betting on it. I get that. The other thing is, I don't care about, it reminds me the Eagles aren't in it, okay? Here's the other thing, okay? Super Bowl parties, you know what they are? It's amateur hour for watching football. You know, amateur hour for Thanksgiving Eve, amateur hour for New Year's Eve. Amateur hour is the Super Bowl. Because if you go to a Super Bowl party, 80 to 90% of the jackasses there have no clue what they're watching, why they're watching, or who's on the field. And then you got to deal with their stupid questions. The only way I'll put up with a stupid question, here's the only way. If I'm with a hot girl that I'm trying to pick up and she asks me a stupid question, I'll act interested. Other than that, I don't give a shit. I don't care. Okay? So take your Super Bowl parties when the Eagles aren't playing and shove them up your ass. And I didn't realize the amount of feedback I would get about this. About me not liking the Super Bowl. I do this every year. But Steve Struss, great friend of the program, he said something that compares apples and oranges. He goes, well, you know, if you had a baseball team and your brother knocked you out, would you root for his team? That's apples and oranges. That's me running my own team playing against my brother. That's completely different. This is a Super Bowl that has nothing to do with anybody unless you're betting on it. Has nothing to do with it at all. I don't get that. I really don't get it. Oh, the Super Bowl. That's great. You know what the Super Bowl does? It aggravates the shit out of me. You know why? Because the Eagles aren't playing in it. So there's in my lifetime, there's only been two occasions when the games come around that I have been aggravated. You know when those two times are? When the Eagles are in the Super Bowl. Other than that, I don't give a shit. I don't. I don't care. Speaking of football, move on to Carson Wentz. I'll get to my other huge thing that just drove me up a wall last night. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone's thrilled. It looks like Carson Wentz is being forced out of town. Everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side. People want to bring back Nick Foles. You're all idiots, all of you, that you want Carson Wentz to leave. You're jackasses. That's the key. That's the word of the day, jackass, for that. So I hope you're all happy. If the deal goes through, I hope you're thrilled. I hope you're ready for some shitty years. I hope you're ready for years like when we had Rich Kotite, because that's what it's going towards if we get rid of Carson Wentz. So have fun with it, folks. Have a blast. It'll be great. I'm sure everyone's real thrilled about it. Speaking of Carson Wentz, so last night I'm home watching a Sixers game. One of my buddies sends me a text, and I can't reveal his name because he's in the media. And he sends me a screenshot. I gotta make sure that I get this right. He sends me a screenshot from who else? My favorite person, Natalie Eganoff. Here's what it says. And mind you, I can't read any of Natalie Eganoff's tweets because I'm blocked on her Twitter. From Natalie Eganoff, sources telling me Bears deal for Wentz is close. Foles is, if I could talk today, Foles is speculated to be included in another offensive player and a first rounder. Buckle up. Let me tell you something. The fact that she even tweeted that is asinine. Natalie Eganoff has zero credibility. I mean, zero, okay? First of all, I think she copied it from somebody else. First of all, any person, if you put source down, okay, and you can't substantiate who the source is, then don't post it. I don't give a shit, okay? And if you say, person A says this, then you're giving me something. Natalie Eganoff has no credibility on the radio. And granted, I will say this. I've met her. She's a nice girl. I'm not telling you she's not. She's a very nice person. She doesn't deserve the job that she has. All you got to do is listen to her on the radio and every time she screws up. Now she's a reporter. That's what she is. She's a reporter. How many times have you seen Natalie Eganoff at a press conference? I'll wait. Never. It's never happened. What hard sports journalism has she ever done to get answers? Please, I want to know. Someone please tell me. She puts up per source. Then, good friend of the show, good friend of the Green Legion, Mike English sends me some screenshots this morning. And again, I wasn't planning on doing a show, and then I started getting all these updates. And when I talked about this, I tweeted last night. I got a lot of responses. But let's call protect. No. Let me explain to you how journalism works, Christian. If you want to put something out there, okay, if you're confident about it, you don't put it out there until you name your source. If you're not going to name your source and your source doesn't want to come out, then you don't run the story. That's the problem with journalism and media today. You want to run something? Great. You got to have the source be able to tell you. They can put their name to it. If your name's not to a report, I don't give a shit who it is. I don't give a flying shit. But we'll go to what Mike English sent me. So isn't that the whole thing behind journalism, protecting your sources? If we're talking about national security, then I'm with you on that one. But when it comes to sports, no. So apparently Natalie was pissed on Twitter today, and she put let me read this. I got to get the screenshot here, what she put. Oh, maybe if we pretend she doesn't exist, she'll go away. I have never seen any journalists. I have. Per report, this person said this. Per report, this GM said this. I've seen it plenty of times. But Natalie Agonoff is now pissed because everyone's calling her bullshit. Because it is bullshit. Natalie Agonoff has no credibility at all. Zero. None. She has none. I have more credibility than Natalie Agonoff does. You know why? I can call up a professional athlete right now from the Eagles and get him on the phone and talk to him. But I wouldn't. I'll give you another example. I talked to Hollis Thomas last night. He told me something confidential about what's going on. And I can't tell you what it is because he told me not to. Now, if Hollis said, yeah, Rob, you can come on and say whatever you want, then I would. But he told me not to. If I came on and did that, I'd be irresponsible. She has no credibility. You look at my videos today, the last week, of her screwing up constantly. She has the job because she's a good-looking girl. That's the only reason. Because if she wants to get in the radio, that's great. Go work at an AM, small AM station to learn how to do it. Not at 97.5 with jackass Mike Missinelli. Don't do that. That's stupid. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I just, oh my God. I think people send it to me because they agree. Oh, by the way, the person sent it to me in the media, the tweet from last night, because like I said, I can't look at Natalie Agonoff's tweets because I'm blocked on Twitter. He goes, Rob, I agree with you 100%, but I can't post any of that because I have to be a professional. That's the other problem with the media. People are too professional. Number one. Number two, people can't be as honest as they want to be because they're afraid of collateral damage. But the other thing I was going to say, I think people send me these screenshots because they know I'm going to get they're going to get a rise out of me, which they're right. I have a rise, hence why I'm doing a show right now. Because of this, what sent me over the edge was the Natalie Agonoff tweet. That's what it was. Why wouldn't I wish her the best? Here's why, Christian. She hasn't paid her dues. That's why. Okay? She didn't pay any dues. She didn't work from 2 to 6 in the morning for no money. She didn't work for a small AM station doing high school football. She hasn't paid. Now, if she paid dues, I'd be right there. But she hasn't paid dues. And she doesn't deserve the spot that she has. Have someone in there that knows what the hell they're doing. That's what you should do. That's what drives me up a wall. She screws up constantly. She doesn't deserve the job she has. I don't know how many times I got to say it. I gotta paint a picture for you. Is that what you want me to do? Paint a picture? Maybe I can do that. That'd probably be fantastic, wouldn't it? I'm looking at my notes here. Oh, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that I can't. It really drives me up a wall. So, Christian, you know I'm not like you. I just say how I feel. All right. That you know that's not going to change. You know me 30 years. That's not changing. Okay. It's not going to change. People on Facebook that feel the need to, what's the word I'm looking for here? People that feel the need on Facebook to tell me you're sick. I don't care if you're sick. The only reason, okay, let me rephrase that. That's harsh. That was harsh to say. I care if people get sick. But the only reason you're putting that you're sick on Facebook is for one reason only, to get sympathy. That's the only reason. There's no other reason in the world. Why do you need to put a picture of you in the hospital? Why is that important? If you want to tell people you're sick that you're close to them, send them a text. Why are you going to put it on Facebook and Instagram? Oh, I'm sick. I don't give a shit. Why? You're just looking for sympathy. That's what you're looking for. That's what mostly Facebook is now, sympathy. That's what it is. That's what it's come down to, other than the political stuff, but sympathy. I don't understand it. I don't. I wish someone would tell me. It would be nice if somebody could tell me what the hell's going on, because I don't understand it. I don't get it. It doesn't make much sense to me. I, I just had to go on a rant. I had to do, like, this isn't a long Rob V show. This is like a 20, 30 minute Rob V show because I needed to get this off my chest because I was freaking going insane. I'm sick of this weather. I'm sick of everything in general. Here's the other, and still, I said this last week. All my friends are still on lockdown. They're all on lockdown. All of them. They're all on lockdown. They're not allowed out. I treat it like they're doing time in San Quentin. I said, you call me when you're allowed to come out. When you're ready, when you're ready to come out of your bunkers, call me. That's what I want you to do. They're still all on lockdown. None of them are allowed out. There's only like two maybe that'll come out. All the other ones are in their bunkers. That's where they're at. That's what they're doing. But this Natalie Agonoff thing just drove me up a goddamn wall. I couldn't take any more of it. It was driving me insane. It was driving me absolutely insane. And I had to come on, and I had to do a show, and I had to rant and rave. I had to do it. The Puppy Bowl, to me, would be more interesting than the Super Bowl. If the Eagles aren't playing, in general. That's all I'm saying. Hopefully, we have a guest in this week. I'm still working. I had two guests lined up this week. Of course, as par for the course as the Rob V show, they both backed out. But, listen, it wouldn't be a Rob V show if guests didn't back out, because we know from listening to 409 of these, this can happen from time to time. Just going to put that out there for everybody. These things can happen. This morning, what have you been up to? Well, obviously, Natalie Agonoff pissing me off. I've been up doing that. She's been driving me up a wall. There's nothing on TV right. Oh, no, the Flyers are on. I'm sorry. The Flyers are on. But before that, Bar Rescue. I can watch Bar Rescue all day. I love just watching John Tapper lose his shit. It's great. It's fantastic. You should, if you haven't seen it, watch it because it's good. Royal Rumble last week, horrible. I don't know what's going on with wrestling. I keep hoping it's going to get better. It doesn't. It's boring. The characters are boring. I don't know what the hell the writers are doing. That's the problem. You got 75,000 writers doing something. I'm going nuts. I'm at my breaking point. That's where I'm at right now. Per source, Natalie Agonoff. I'll give you a source, Natalie. Come on. And now she's pissed because people are calling her bullshit. And the other thing is, apparently her tweet was pretty much an identical tweet to someone else that she changed by like two words or three words or something. And by the way, all these reports are coming out. They're all bullshit. All of them. You know why? It's all opinion and general managers trying to lower the price if the Eagles were trying to trade him. There hasn't been one hard piece of news evidence in the last 3 days to say Carson Wentz is getting traded. Now, I'm not saying that he can't get traded right now, but I haven't heard anything or read anything that has shown me, oh yeah, he's getting traded. We know exactly what he's doing. We know what's going on. What am I drinking? I have hot chocolate. That's what I'm drinking. Is that okay for you, Christian? Is that what's the word I'm looking for here? That shoots you. You know I don't drink coffee. And my mic is up all the way. But just for you, I'll turn it up a little bit more, just so you can hear me. Here's the other. I'll put this up because I don't give a shit. Because I was talking to the fearless leader of the Norgwen Packers, Tony Pep DeBrasita. So, and you've heard this story, this song and dance a million times. So in the Perky League, there's a lot of politics. There's a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? Backdoor phone calls trying to get players to switch teams. So this new team, this is what they call themselves, and this is what I'm going to call them all year because I don't give a shit because it's the biggest bunch of clowns ever put together on a team. The Super Team, that's what we're going to call them. That's what they're called. I'm not calling them by their real name. The Super Team has called five of my players, five. Now, they all laughed at him and hung up on him, but five. So we called the head coach a couple weeks ago. We said, listen, just tell him to stop. Of course, the head coach plays dumb. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, okay, you don't know what we're talking about. So I was talking about my players last night. He goes, oh, yeah, so-and-so called me again last night. So I called Pep. Pep's like, that's it. He's like, I'm calling the coach right now. He goes, I don't know if he made the call yet. He said he was going to. He's just going to straight up call him and go, listen, you call one more of my players. We're going to throw out every one of your guys for every player that you guys called on our team when we play. That's what we're going to do. I'm looking forward to it because I don't give a shit. The guys on this team are the biggest collection of most of them. Let me rephrase that. There's a handful of them I like. Most of them are jackasses. If you look up jackass in the dictionary, these guys are on it. Last year, I was on my best behavior. Although I got thrown out once, but I didn't do it on purpose. But for the most part, I was on my best behavior. This year, that's all done. The gloves are off. It doesn't matter. I don't care. So if you see Noor Gwen is playing the super team this year, and I won't, you know, you can probably figure out who I'm talking about. But if you happen to see we're playing the super team, wherever that might be, you might want to come because it's probably going to be fun. That's all I'm saying. I had to put that out there since I really don't give a shit anymore about this team and the jerk-offs over there and what they're doing and what they're trying to do. But it doesn't matter because they have no shot in hell of winning. I don't want to go through the litany of things why they're not going to win, but I don't have the time. But karma will come. This is by the way, this team has already put up on their Twitter account, 2021 Perky League champs. They already put that up there. I learned that the hard way about 13 years ago. Don't do stuff like that. I learned the hard way, really hard. Don't do that. That's why I know they're not going to win because of that sort of stuff there. Is there anything else I want to get to? I think that's it. I was talking to Hollis last night about Vegas this year for the Eagles. I said, Hollis, I don't think it's going to be about the game this year. I think it's just be about going to Las Vegas. The new casino opened up. I want to check that out. I talked to Hollis about that. And I told him I'm going through Delilah's withdrawal. We're going to have to go. Oh, yeah, by the way, if I go to Delilah's, that means that I can't see certain people because I'll get calls. Rob, you can come over, but you haven't gone to Delilah's, have you? So I guess just let everyone know I'm probably going to go to Delilah's this week, so I probably won't be able to see anybody. So I'm just going to put that out there. That's all. Just going to lay that out there right there. Anything else? Talk to Envy Jolie this week. She tells me she's coming the first week of April, so hopefully she'll be in and on the show. I think I pretty much covered everything I wanted to get off my chest. I think I did. I think I got everything I needed. Want to do a quick show. Nothing long. Just wanted to get off my chest. So hopefully I will have a full show this week with a guest or two. So for the 409th time, ninth time, in the words of my brother, Assistant Chief Zach Valivas of the world-famous Fort Washington Fire Company, two wrongs don't make a right. They make an even. Good night, everybody. Big Daddy Graham, take us away.
Get ready. Here it comes.
This is Hollis Thomas, affectionately known as The Tank. You're listening to The Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com.